And good evening and welcome to Vandals football here on WKRV as we get set for this one here tonight between the Vandals and the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, our opening game at home at Mark Greer Field for this year. The Vandals do have 5 home games this year. And after being on the road in week 1, just 3 more games on the road the rest of the way. Next week at Pena, and then they'll be at Greenville and at North Mac. So that is all they've got left on the road. So we get ready for the opening kickoff. Hillsboro won the toss, so they will receive to get us underway here tonight. The Vandals and the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Vandals 1-0, Hillsboro 0-1. Coming into week number 2 here tonight. It's been cloudy. Sunset at 7:20, but it's really not going to matter because it's been pretty cloudy most of the day. And the first game under the new lights at Mark Greer Field here tonight. So the Vandals set to kick it away. Cole Durbin will kick it away to the Hilltoppers to get us underway here tonight. Hillsboro will definitely want to try to control the clock here tonight. It is up. Pretty deep kick. It's going to be taken at about the 12. Hillsboro has some trouble. Number 2 dropped it, picked up by 14, and he'll bring it back to about the 25-yard line. That is Jaden Luskett, who brings it back for the Hilltoppers, and they will start out at their own 25. So first and 10 for Hillsboro at their own 25-yard line, 26-yard line is where they'll spot it. Hillsboro will be going right to left here in this opening quarter. So Hillsboro, first down and 10 from their own 26-yard line to get us underway here tonight. Their quarterback is Elijah Patton. He is under center, 2 men in the backfield in their wing format. And their main running back, their Titan Wells, number 44. One wing lines up to the right. They've got one man kind of in a slant spot. And they do give it to Wells straight up the middle. He gets to about the 30, pickup of about 4. And that would bring up the second down and 6. So straight through the middle on the opening, about a 3-yard gain, actually. So second down and 7. Second and 7 for Hillsboro from their own 29, just underway. In this one, the Vandals and the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Second down and 7 from their own 29 for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Hillsboro in their white jerseys, orange numbers, black pants, trimmed in white, orange, and black, and the Vandals in their home reds, red pants with a white stripe here tonight. Under center is Patton. He will hand it off. Looks like it's back to Wells again, and he gets ahead to about the 32-yard line, a little bit off right guard, and it will be a third down at about 5 coming up for Hillsboro from their own 32-yard line, just underway. In this one, Hillsboro going right to left here in this opening quarter. Third down and 5 for Hillsboro from their own 32. Hillsboro breaks huddle on the 3rd and 5. Third down and 5 for the Hilltop. Wing formation from Hillsboro. Patton fakes the handoff, going to keep it himself, rolls to the outside. He's got the first down and more. He'll be brought down on the far side of the field at about the 40. Well, good job by Hillsboro. Fake on the play action. Patton rolled it around off right tackle, and he gets it up for the first down ahead to the 41-yard line. So Hillsboro with a first down, and that is a third down conversion for Hillsboro ahead to their own 41-yard line. Pickup of about 9 on the carry. First and 10 for Hillsboro from their own 41-yard line. 10 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Patton under center. Wing formation for the Hilltopper. Snap is backhanded off this time to Wells straight through the middle. Not a whole lot there, a couple yards. Head to about the 44, maybe 43. We'll see where the spot is. Looks like about a gain of about 3 yards ahead to the 44. Second down and 7. Second down and 7 for Hillsboro from their own 44-yard line. So they got a first down on the opening and still looking to churn it out here. The clock rolling, 9 minutes, 45 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Hillsborough is going to want to control the clock and keep possession of the ball. Under center is Patton. He's going to hand it off. And this is to number seven. The Vandals read this pretty good. Now a flag comes in. And number seven with a carry. That is Hamby. I'm interested to see what this is because I thought I saw a hand go to a face mask. So it could be against the Vandals. So it could be a face mask against the Vandals. They would have tackled him for no gain, but there might be a face mask, and there is. So it is a face mask penalty against the Vandals. So a first down for Hillsborough into Vandal territory ahead to the 49. So the Vandals stopped Hamby for no gain. They got a hand on the face mask, and I thought I saw it come in, and about that time the flag came in, so the officials saw it for sure, too. First down and 10 now from the Vandal 49. Patton under center takes the snap. Going to give the handoff to number 13 straight through the middle. He picks up some nice yardage ahead to about the 41-yard line. That is Anthony Claybrook Anderson. And a nice game there, about 9 yards. Second down and about one coming up for Hillsborough. So they're moving the ball pretty well in this opening drive. They converted on that big third down. They had that third down and 5, and they were able to convert. And then the Vandals hurt themselves with the penalty. And Hillsborough ahead to the Vandal 41-yard line, and it'll be second down and about 1.5 coming up. 8 minutes, 35 seconds on the clock. Patton under center, wing formation. He's going to hand it off to Wells, who goes straight through the middle. Going to get to about the 38-yard line, pickup of about 3. And that is enough for the first down. So a first down for Hillsborough. Ahead to the Vandal 38-yard line. First down and 10 for Hillsborough at the Vandal 38-yard line. Hillsborough, another first down into Vandal territory. They started this drive at their own 26. Got a first down, then the Vandals hurt themselves with a penalty. And the Hillsborough, another first down just a moment ago. First down and 10. Head to about the Vandal 37-yard line. Patton under center, wing formation behind him. Takes a snap. Takes a handoff, going to keep it himself, and he goes right through the middle. And he's going to be ahead to about the 33-yard line. And he kept himself, went off right tackle, did that last time, except he got to the outside last time. This time was in a little bit tighter, and it's a 4-yard gain, second down and 6. Second down and 6 for Hillsborough from the Vandal 33. 7 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Hillsborough has had it the entirety. Second down and 6 from the Vandal 33. Right to left goes Hillsborough in this opening quarter. Patton is under center, wing formation behind it. He takes a snap, gives a handoff to number 13, who gets ahead to the 31-yard line. That is Anthony Claybrook Anderson, his second carry on this drive. And he'll pick up a couple of yards ahead to the 31. Third down and about 4 coming up. So a third down and 4 coming up. So a big third down coming up for Hillsborough. They converted on their first third down earlier on a 3rd and 5. Third down and 4 from the Vandal 31. Patton, did he try to draw the Vandals off maybe there? Now he looks to his wrist. Well, the Vandals shift a little bit on the line. He fakes one handoff, gives it to the second man through, and he is ahead to about the 28. I don't know if he got it or not. Here the spot is. I think they're saying he did. Yep, they're saying it's the first down, so he got enough. They did it eyeballing it. And he's ahead to the 28. So first down and 10 from the Hillsborough 28-yard line, or the Vandal 28-yard line, I should say. We are nearly halfway through this opening quarter. And we will be before the next snap. First down and 10 for Hillsborough from the Vandal 28. They have methodically moved the ball down the field. They have used better than 6 minutes on the clock here in this opening quarter. And that is their game plan. Patton under center. And we've got a whistle. It must have been a timeout. Looks like Hillsborough is going to take a timeout. So Hillsborough is going to take a timeout. And timeouts are brought to you by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They are also a certified Milestar tire dealer. Call them at 618-699-5535 or stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That's Rock Bottom Tire. Timeouts also brought to you by K. Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard Street in Vandalia. Or find them online at kmarshinsurance.com. K. Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. So a timeout for Hillsboro. And they have a first and 10 from the Vandal 28 coming up. 5 minutes, 51 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. So Hillsboro's already used 6:09 on this opening drive. So 6 minutes, 9 seconds gone by in this opening drive. Hillsboro still with the football, first and 10 from the Vandal 28. Batting under center, wing formation. They put the tight end in motion, slide him over to the right. They have not thrown a pass yet on this drive. Fake the handoff, now give it to number 13, and he gets ahead to about the 24, maybe 23. That is Claybrook Anderson again with a carry. Looks like a carry of about 4, maybe 5. Head to the 24-yard line. Second down at about 6. The second down at about 6 coming up for Hillsboro from their own, or from the Vandal 24-yard line. 5 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Second down and 6 for Hillsboro from the Vandal 24. Batting under center. Makes a hand off to Wells. Now gives it to Claybrook Anderson trying to get to the outside. And he was able to pick up some nice yardage. Looks like he's going to have the first down. Vandals were able to get out there and trip him up to at least stop him from turning the corner and probably heading to the end zone. That was Brett McCarty who did trip him up. But Hillsboro's going to have another first down. So they have methodically moved the ball down the field. And they're all the way ahead to the 16. First down and 10 from the Vandals 16 for Hillsboro. 4 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. So Hillsboro has eaten up nearly 8 minutes already in this opening quarter. First down and 10 from the Vandal 16. Batting under center. Takes a snap. Takes a handoff. Going to keep it himself. Gets to the outside. Turns the corner. And it looks like he was tripped up out of bounds at about the 10, I believe, on the far side of the field. So a pickup of 6. So it'll be a second down and 4. So Patton able to get to the outside. They've used that play a couple of times on play action. Fake the handoff, roll to the outside to the right all 3 times. They've won off right tackle all 3 times. Second down and 4 with the ball ahead to the 10-yard line. Second down and 4 from the Vandal 10. Patton under center. Takes the snap. Hands it off. This is Wells, pushes his way through, and he's down to about the 5, and it's going to be a first down. I believe he got the first down. Didn't he get enough? Yes, he did. First and goal from the 5. First and goal from the 5 for Hillsboro. First down and goal from the 5 for Hillsboro. 3 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. So they have had the ball the entirety. Going to have probably at least 9-minute drive here. First and goal from the 5. Patton under center. Takes the snap. Hands it off. This is, I believe that's Hamby trying to get around the corner on left tackle and could not do it. Good job by the Vandals wrapping him up. Like Bowers was in on that tackle. And it'll bring up a second down and goal, and they're going to basically put it back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and goal for Hillsboro. 3 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. The Vandals haven't touched the football yet. 2 minutes, 55 seconds. Play clock down to 12. Hillsboro breaks huddle. Batting under center. Second down and goal just inside the 5. Pat takes a handoff, keeps it himself. He's rolling to the outside. Vandals read it pretty well this time. And they're able to snuff him out on the far side of the field. That is McCarty. bringing him down basically for no gain, and it'll bring up a third down and goal. That has been an effective play for Hillsborough, rolling to the outside, quarterback Patton after the fake handoff. But the Vandals sniffed it out that time, and it'll bring up a third down and goal from the five. Third and goal from the five. Third and goal from the five. We're down to 2:05 remaining in the first quarter. Patton under center. Third and goal from the five. Takes the snap. Drops back to pass. It is caught. Touchdown. Patton with the touchdown. Ahead to Eli Zadie. From 5 yards out, their first pass on the drive. And it is a big one. It is a 5-yard touchdown. It comes with 1:54 remaining in the first quarter. Well, Hillsborough used up 10 minutes and 6 seconds on that opening drive. And they will attempt the extra point here. So Hillsborough leads it and will attempt the extra point. And it is the quarterback, Patton, attempting the extra point. It is up, and it is good. So the point after is good for Hillsborough, and they take a 7-0 lead. Hillsborough leads it 7-0. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Summer is the perfect time for a fresh start and new beginnings. Whether you want to build your dream home, purchase the car that caught your eye, or breathe some fresh air with a personal loan, the FNB Community Bank Loan Team is here to help. Let's work together to find the loan option that's best for you. Stop by today. The FNB Community Bank, NMLS number 419493, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
All your diner favorites are ready to order at your hometown Vandalia Denny's. Just head out to your hometown Vandalia Denny's off Interstate 70 next to the Pilot Truck Stop in Vandalia and order up all your diner favorites. Also, download the Denny's app. That gives you the ease of ordering your diner favorites online at your hometown Vandalia Denny's.
So Hillsborough leads it 7-0. 1:54 remaining in the first quarter, and the Vandals have not touched the football. So a 10-minute, 6-second drive. That is exactly what Hillsborough wanted to do. They controlled the clock. And the Vandals, it puts a lot of pressure on your offense. Feel like you got to hurry up and hit a 6-run homer. Patton puts it in the air. It's well kicked. Back at the 10, taken by the Vandals. That is McCarty. And he is ahead to the 40, to the 45. Breaks a tackle and gets across midfield and gets ahead to the Hillsborough 44-yard line. So a nice return by Brent McCarty. It was going to be pretty good, and then he was able to break a tackle, get a little more. So a 1:43 remaining in the first quarter, and the Vandals will have their first possession. So first down and 10 for the Vandals from the Hillsborough 44-yard line. So Vandals with their first possession of the night. And the Vandals line up a little differently coming out, a little tighter. Two receivers do line up on each side. And hitting up tighter. And man in motion right to left. They give it to the man in motion. And he's going to get some nice yardage ahead too. The 32-yard line, that's Jordan Colbert. So he was the man in motion right to left. Andrew Casey handed it to him, and he picks up nice yardage for a first down for the Vandals on their first play of the night. So the Vandals have it ahead to the Hillsborough 32. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Hillsborough 32-yard line. Vandals in tighter tonight. A little different formation than we normally see. Two receivers do line up to the left. And Coach Casey, I think, was having a little bit of, or Andrew Casey was having a little bit of trouble getting that play in from Coach Clay for a moment. Put a man in motion left to right. That is Connor Depew. They give it to Connor. He's trying to get to the outside. He's going to have to stop. Now he's going to have to cut back, and they're going to gang tackle him, and he's going to be pretty much no gain. So Connor was a man in motion left to right. Got the handoff from Andrew Casey. They read that well, Hillsborough did, and they're going to bring him back down at the line of scrimmage, second and 10. from the Vandal, from the Hillsboro 32. That was a good job for Connor just to get back to the line of scrimmage. 30 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Three receivers line up left. Now the Vandals spread it out. Three receivers line up to the left. One to the right. The man closest to us on the right is Connor Depew. McCarty closest to us on the right. Taking the snap, Andrew Casey gets it to Connor Depew. He is trying to break tackles, but they're going to gang tackle him at about the 27-yard line. Pick up of probably about five, and the clock's going to run out on the first quarter. So the Vandals are moving the football, but they trail 7-0 as we end the first quarter. Take a break on WKRV.
Did you know the Career Pathways Tool at Kaskaskia College offers an easy roadmap to your desired career? Within just four clicks, you'll see a custom plan outlining required classes, four-year transfer options, as well as local job opportunities for your chosen path. You'll even see valuable cost savings in real time. Whether you're a high school student, transfer student, or looking to change careers, the Career Pathways Tool is the simple first step to a promising future. Visit pathways.kaskaskia.edu today.
When it's time to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, you need to see Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia. Heck Chevrolet is your full-service dealership. They will help you get your new vehicle financed and make sure you get a deal you're happy with. Heck Chevrolet's service department is ready to help you get back on the road again if you have problems. For a new Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle, choose the dealer that will be with you all the way. Heck Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin, downtown Vandalia. Check out their website at VandaliaChevy.com or call 283-0381.
So back here for the second quarter, Hillsboro leading the Vandals 7-0. And the Vandals with the football. Hillsboro had a drive that took over 10 minutes. And they cashed it in. The only pass they threw on the drive was a 5-yard touchdown pass. And they lead it 7-0. The Vandals are driving. Third down and 6 from the Hillsboro 28. As we come back for the second quarter, three receivers line up right, one left. That is Connor Depew lining up on the left, hitting in the backfield. Fake the handoff. Casey's going to keep it himself. Andrew right through the middle. Gets some yardage. Breaks a tackle. 5. Touchdown. Near corner of the end zone. First play of the second quarter. Andrew Casey is in for the touchdown, 28-yard run. A 28-yard touchdown run at the 11:52 mark of the second quarter. So the Vandals are on the board and will now attempt the point after, try and tie it. Their defense didn't get a lot of rest. As the Vandals are able to get on the board pretty quickly. And now Cole Durbin with the extra point attempt. His kick is up, and it is no good. No good. He missed it. No good. So the kick is no good. So Hillsboro maintains a lead at 7-6. So 7-6 is our score. We'll take a break on WKRV.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
The Vandals get the touchdown, miss the extra point, so they still trail 7-6 and get ready to kick it away here. And Durbin, line drive kick taken by Hillsboro. And they bring it back, and they're going to get all the way ahead to about the 41-yard line. Vandal Touchdowns brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's is at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are a local authorized carrier dealer at Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. Touchdowns also brought to you by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Hillsboro with the ball at their own 40-yard line. Patton under center, wing formation behind him. He will hand it off to Wells. And he maybe got a yard before he got pushed back. They're going to give him two. I'm not sure how, but they're going to give him. Really, the ball was at the 41 to start with. They got the stick in the wrong place on the far side. He might have got a yard. Okay. He got about a yard. Second down and nine. The ball was really spotted at about the 41 to start with, according to the stick on the far side. Second down and nine. Under center is back. He gives a hand off, and the Vandals had it read pretty well. They will bring down Claybrook Anderson. And on the tackle for the Vandals, that is Sam Bowers. And it's going to bring up third down at about nine. Third and nine for Hillsboro. They were able to convert on a couple of big third downs on that first drive. 10 minutes, 35 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Hillsboro leads it 7-6. Third down and nine. Pat under center. Wing formation behind him. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff, going to keep it himself, rolls to the outside, and the Vandals ready. McCarty with the tackle at about the 45. It's going to bring up a fourth down at about six. So a fourth down, that is what the Vandals could never get Hillsboro into a fourth down situation on that opening drive. So a fourth down at about six for Hillsboro. And the Vandals expecting the punt. They have Connor Depew and Jordan Colburn drop back deep. 9:45 remaining in this second quarter. 7-6, Hillsboro with the lead. They ate up better than 10 minutes on that opening drive. Now, Hillsboro went to go to line of scrimmage, breaking huddle. Now they go back to huddle, and I think they're going to have to take a timeout. So Hillsboro is going to take a timeout. Timeout on the field. Timeouts are brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They are also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Call them at 618-699-5535 or stop by 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. Timeouts also brought to you by K-Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. You can find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K-Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. The timeout for Hillsboro, as assuming they're getting ready for a punt here in just a moment. They're looking at a fourth down and about six. 9 minutes, 29 seconds remaining in this second quarter. Hillsboro leading 7-6. Hillsboro ready to punt. Snap is back. Patton gets away the kick. And the Vandals just going to let it go out of bounds. Well, they kick it out of bounds. Goes out of bounds about the 22-yard line. So it rolls out there, and the Vandals smartly let it go. And they will take over on offense. Vandals going right to left here in this second quarter. They had just one play in the second quarter. It was a touchdown run by Andrew Casey. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 22-yard line. Three receivers will line up left. That is Colburn, McCarty, and Bowers to the left. And to the right far side of the field is Connor Depew. From the pistol formation at Andrew Casey, he's got Dylan Hinton in the backfield behind him. First and 10 from his own 22, takes a snap. He rolls left, squares his shoulders, floats one up. It is incomplete. Connor DePue was back there, but he was defended pretty well by Hillsborough. That is Jaden Loskett defending for Hillsborough. A little underthrown as well, and it'll bring up a second down and 10. So second and 10 for the Vandals from their own 22-yard line. Three receivers will line up left. It is Colburn, Connor DePue, and Bowers lining up on the near side, the three. And on the far side to the right, the one receiver lines up. That is McCarty. And Hinton, it looks like this time, is going to line up even with Andrew Casey in the shotgun. Second down and 10 for the Vandals. Second and 10, fake the handoff. Casey's going to keep it himself. He has a little bit of room and gets ahead to about the 30-yard line. Pickup of about 8, and it'll bring up a third down and 2. Third down and 2 coming up for the Vandals. 8 minutes, 55 seconds remaining in this second quarter. Third down and 2. Three receivers will line up left. Again, that will be Colburn, Connor DePue, and Bowers lining up to the left on the near side of the field. Far side of the field on the right, the one receiver is Brenton McCarty. Andrew Casey in the shotgun with Dylan Hinton with him. And he gives a handoff to Hinton, and Hillsborough had it red. And they're going to bring him back down at the 25, so the Vandals are going to be looking at a fourth down and about 7. After Hinton gets tackled in the backfield, they had that red well. Hillsborough was all over him immediately and didn't give him a chance at all. And when you're going from the shotgun, you're already 5 yards or so deep, so the Vandals are going to punt. Andrew Casey will drop back to punt. And it'll be Loskett back to receive for Hillsborough. The Vandals will punt it away on a fourth down at about 7. So both teams punt back-to-back here. Now we're going to have a timeout. So both teams have had some confusion when they went to punt. And so the Vandals use their first timeout here. So the Vandals use the timeout. We'll take a break as well here on WKRV.
Locke Flooring Innovations. You know us as your local flooring store, but did you know we carry other home renovation necessities? Renovating your kitchen? Check out our Cambria quartz and laminate countertop options. We can help you find the perfect backsplash tile to match. Ready to update that outdated bathroom? We offer all the latest tile options for showers and floors and invite you to stop by and learn about the 100% customizable Onyx shower systems that eliminate grout and make cleaning so much easier. Wanting to add to your curb appeal? Consider our manufactured stone to update and enhance your exterior with timeless style. Manufactured stone is also a great option for your interior space, such as a fireplace. Stop by our showroom today or give us a call at 618-322-3863 and ask about our financing options. Locke Flooring Innovations off Exit 61 in Vandalia. Financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Well, the Vandals set to punt it away from their own 25-yard line or so. And Andrew Casey puts it in the air. Pretty good kick. Ooh, takes a great Hillsborough bounce. And they're going to get it right at midfield. It hit the ground, bounced 5 yards to the right. And Hillsborough gets some nice bouncing yardage there. So Hillsborough will have good field position for their third possession of the night. They scored on their first. They punted on their second. And now they have it, third possession of the night. 7-6. Hillsborough leads the Vandals by 1. The missed extra point is the difference right now. 7 minutes, 34 seconds remaining until halftime. So Hillsborough has it at their own 49-yard line. Patton under center. Fakes a handoff, going to keep it himself, and the Vandals had it red. Wow, they were all over him. Hinton was in the backfield. Brody Matthews back there on the tackle. And he's going to lose about 4 yards back to the 45. So the Vandals had that red. That was a very effective play for Hillsborough on the opening drive. Make the handoff, and Patton was able to pick up some big yards, including a couple of first downs on that opening drive. 7 minutes remaining until halftime. 7-6, Hillsboro with the lead. They have a second and about 14 that we're looking at from their own 45. Second and 14 from their own 45. Patton under center. One receiver lines up to the left. They are going to keep it himself. Patton trying to get to the outside again. And he is able to get a few yards. Bowers runs him down on the far side of the field. Eventually runs him out of bounds. He's going to pick up about 3 yards, I think. Second down at about 12 coming up. By the way, that's Lucas Bowers. And ran him down on the far side of the field. So it's third down and about 12 for Hillsboro from their own 42-yard line. He got out of bounds, so the clock is stopped at 6:40. Third down and 12 from their own at 47-yard line for Hillsboro. Third and 12. Receiver lines up left. Patton wing formation behind him. He's under center. He drops back to pass. Puts one in the air. It is incomplete. Far side of the field, Brenton McCarty was back on coverage. And I believe it was Playbrook Anderson back for the pass, and it'll bring up fourth down for Hillsboro. And they will be looking to punt here on a fourth and 12. The Vandals two men deep, Colburn and Connor DePew. Last time it went out of bounds, they did not get a chance at a return. 6 minutes, 34 seconds remaining in the first half. 7-6, Hillsboro leading. It's Hillsboro, Patton back to punt. He takes the snap and puts it in the air. Colburn going to catch it at about the 16. Good block there by Connor DePew. Colburn able to break, find some room, and he's going to go ahead to about midfield where he'll be brought down. Connor DePew had a nice block there that sprung him for some yardage. And it looked like for a moment he might have been able to get out of the scrum and maybe take it a long way. Still nice return ahead to their own 49 for the Vandals. That's exactly where Hillsboro was just a moment ago, though. So the Vandals will have it at their own 49. Three receivers will line up to the left. Carter Robbins, one of the receivers that lines up to the left. McCarty, Colburn, and Robbins line up to the right, I should say, far side of the field on the right. And to the left, one receiver on the near side of the field, that is Connor DePew. Andrew Casey from the pistol takes the snap, hands it off to Dylan Hinton, and he gets some room to run and gets ahead to the 44-yard line. Dylan's second carry is first time. Hillsboro had it sniffed out well. And at this time, he's able to pick up about 7 yards. Second down and about 3 coming up for the Vandals. Three receivers line up right, one left. Again, that is Connor DePew on the left on the near side of the field. Andrew Casey gives it right back to Dylan Hinton. And he powers ahead to the 40. He's going to have a first down. They pushed him back after that, but he was already to the 40. And he should have a first down, and he will. So first down and 10 for the man. Coach Clay might want to keep it on the ground and see if they can just take a lead into the locker room at halftime. Three receivers line up right. Carter Robbins, Colburn, and McCarty to the right. To the left is Connor DePew from the shotgun, Andrew Casey. And jumping off sides, I believe, is Hillsboro. And it is offsides against the Hillsboro Hilltop. First penalty of the night against the Hilltoppers. And it'll be first down and 5 for the Vandals ahead to the Hillsboro 35-yard line. 5:31 remaining in the first half. Vandals trail 7-6. Three receivers again line up right. One to the left. Andrew takes the snap, drops back the pass, going across the middle. It is Connor DePew, up with the catch, into the end zone, touchdown. He went up top to get it, and the Vandals take the lead. Connor DePew, 35 yards out from Andrew Casey, and the Vandals have their first lead of the night. DePew had to go up and over his defender in order to come up with it. From 35 yards out, that is with 5:21 remaining in the second quarter. And the Vandals have the lead 12-7, pending the extra point. Durbin will attempt the extra point. He missed on the first one tonight. The snap is back. The kick is a line drive kick, and it is no good. It is no good. So the kick is no good, and the Vandals lead it 12-7. 12-7 our score. We'll take a break on WKRB.
Whether you're heading out for dinner, heading home from work, or sitting on your couch, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia is just a few minutes away. You can dine in at Joe's Pizza at 1227 North 4th Street. You can also call in for pickup or delivery at 283-9105. That's 283-9105. Or just order online at orderjoes.com. That's orderjoes.com. So, no matter where you are, the best pizza around is just a few minutes away. That's Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia.
Touchdowns are brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Also brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. So the Vandals have the lead 12-7 after the touchdown pass Andrew Casey to Connor DePew. And the Vandals will kick it away to the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Vandals' first lead of the night, 5:21 remaining in the first half. Durbin's kick up, caught at about the 15 by Hillsboro on the return. Pretty good return on the outside. They're going to get ahead to about the 35-yard line for Hillsboro. There's number 5, Sawyer Hindle, on the return. And Hillsboro will have it. Hillsboro, the second quarter, they are going left to right. Yeah, Connor McDavid, hockey sweater down below. You see a lot of Edmonton Oilers hockey sweaters now. One in the Vandals crowd tonight. First and 10 for Hillsboro from their own 34-yard line. 5 minutes, 14 seconds on the clock. Under center is Patton, wing formation. Going to hand this one off and bring down for the tackle. That was Claybrook Anderson. Vandals had it read pretty well. And they'll bring him down for about a yard gain, it looks like. He's at the 34-yard line. It's basically no gain. Second down and 10. So second down and about 10. 4 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in the first half. Four and a half minutes remaining until halftime. Second down and about 10 for Hillsboro from their own 34. Patton under center. Takes a snap. They're going to give it a try to find some room. Trying to get basically a reversal there on number 7, Ethan Hamby, but the Vandals had that read pretty well. They bring him down at about the 36-yard line. Third down at about 8. Third and about 8 coming up for Hillsboro. Vandals lead it 12-7. Hillsboro had that opening drive that was better than 10 minutes. Vandals shuffling a couple of guys in, out of the game, Brody Jay, and back in Elijah Elliott. For the Vandals, it's pretty good depth when it comes to the lines. We haven't talked about it tonight, but there were guys out last week. They're out again this week. They'll be back eligible in week number 3. 3 minutes, 40 seconds remaining. And Patton drops back to pass. Pass is up, caught. No, incomplete. Broken up by Connor DePew. Hamby had it, but Connor DePew was able to get back, break it up as he hit the ground. It comes out, and it'll bring up a fourth down for Hillsboro. So a fourth down for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Fourth down and about 8 coming up. 3.5 minutes remaining until halftime. Vandals lead it 12-7. Connor DePew, Jordan Colburn are back deep for the Vandals. Colburn had a pretty good return on the last punt. Patton waiting on the snap. Has it. Puts it in the air. This is going to be toward Colburn. You see, I think he's just going to let it go out of bounds. And he will far side of the field at about the 27. That's where the Vandals will take over. So no return, and the Vandals will have it at about their own 27-yard line. 3 minutes, 25 seconds to go until halftime. The Vandals will have the football coming out in the second half. So depending on how this drive goes, you can kind of potentially have back-to-back drives. First down and 10 for the Vandals. From their own 27-yard line, three receivers line up to the left, one to the right. And it looks like that is Brenton McCarty on the right on the far side of the field. Vandals going right to left in the second quarter. Andrew Casey from the pistol formation, Hinton in the backfield behind him. Andrew takes the snap, and he gives it to Dylan Hinton, who gets some headway ahead to about the 35-yard line, pickup of about seven. Second down and three. So Dylan Hinton with a carry. His first carry did not go well. Hillsborough had it sniffed out well, but since then he's had some good runs. One receiver lined up to the right. That is Brenton McCarty. On the left, it is Colburn, Bowers, and Depew. Taking the snap, dropping back to pass is Andrew Casey. He's got a lot of time in the pocket. Now he rolls right incomplete. Intended for Colburn on the far side of the field. Boy, Andrew Casey had a long time back there. Good job by the secondary for Hillsborough. They were obviously not giving him a lot to see, and it'll bring up third down and three. Third down and three. Three receivers line up to the left. And it looks like it'll be Robbins, Depew, and Colburn lining up to the left, and one receiver, McCarty, lining up to the right, and we've got a timeout. Looks like it's Hillsborough going to take this timeout. Timeout on the field. We'll take a timeout as well on WKRV.
If you're a farmer, you may wonder how well your bank understands your business, especially when you need a loan. Agriculture is a whole different animal, but so is Bank of Hillsborough. Our decades of experience serving agriculture customers across South Central Illinois, combined with our personalized prompt service, means our customers receive the guidance and expertise not found elsewhere. I'm Misty Barrowman, farmer and president and CEO of Bank of Hillsborough. Let's make it happen. Visit bankhillsborough.com to learn more. Bank of Hillsborough is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Timeout's brought to you in part by K. Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Or find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K. Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. Also brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer tires, new tires and quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Call them 618-699-5535. Stop by 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That is Rock Bottom Tire. So timeout, and the Vandals with a third down and three from their own 35. Three receivers will line up left, one right for the Vandals. From the pistol formation is Andrew Casey on a third down and three. Andrew takes a snap, gives it to Hinton. Oh, he's going to keep it himself, and he is not going to get the first down. So fake the handoff to Hinton right through the middle, who actually I think would have had the first down. And instead, the Vandals are going to be short. Well, are they? So, yeah, it's going to be fourth down and about a yard. Fourth down and about a yard. 2 minutes, 20 seconds on the clock. Right now, it looks like the Vandals are going to go for it. We'll see. Fourth down and about a yard from their own 38. They give it to Hinton. He is hit in the backfield, but he pushes forward, and he's going to have the first down. So the Vandals go for it on a fourth down inside their own 40, and they get it. And there's a minute 57 remaining on the clock as the Vandals push it all the way ahead to the 46, their own 46-yard line. Three receivers line up right. One receiver to the left, that is Connor Depew. Hillsborough's done a pretty good job keeping him in check. He does have the touchdown pass. Three receivers right, we've got a flag down. Got to be a false. No, offside. Hillsborough, I guess they lined up in the neutral zone. Must have lined up in the neutral zone. I mean, that came before the snap. Usually that's always a false start, but instead it's going to be a 5-yard penalty against Hillsborough. And it's going to take us a yard into Hillsborough territory to the Hillsborough 49. 1 minute, 45 seconds remaining in the first half. Vandals lead it 12-7. Three receivers line up right, one left. That is Connor DePue that lines up on the near side. From the pistol formation, Andrew Casey, he rolls to the right, now turns back to the left. Now he's just going to look to run, and he's going to pick up some nice yard. He's still on his feet at the 40 to the 35, and he's finally tripped up there. So a nice job by Andrew Casey on basically what was a broken play. He rolled different ways looking for somebody open, couldn't find anybody, just ran it himself and runs down to the Hillsborough 34. Pickup of about 15 yards, three receivers right, one left. Andrew takes the snap, gives it to Dylan Hinton, and he gets downhill and runs ahead inside the 30 for the Vandals. So a nice gain from Dylan Hinton. Second down and about two coming up for the Vandals, and looks like a timeout on the field. Not sure if somebody's hurt for Hillsborough. I believe their trainer coming out. And it is number 22 for the Hilltoppers, Joel Malloy, coming off, but he seemed mostly okay. Three receivers line up right, one left. 1 minute, 7 seconds to go until halftime. The Vandals with a second down and two from the Hillsborough 26-yard line. Three receivers right, one left. That is Connor DePue on the near side on the left. Andrew gets the snap, hands it off. That is Hinton, and he's going to push his way ahead. He's going to get the first down. Head to about the 21, maybe 22-yard line. 56 seconds remaining until halftime. 56 seconds remaining until halftime. Two receivers each side. From the shotgun, Andrew Casey, man in motion, is Colbert. They give him the handoff. He's trying to get to the outside. He's able to turn the corner to the 25, down to the 15, to the 10. And he's going to be brought down there. I think he's got a first down. I think he got enough. I think he got to the 10. On the far side of the field, picks up about 11. Well, it's first down and 10 for the Vandals, and it must just be inside the 10 as they drop the stick. So it's first and goal from just inside the 10. Three receivers left, one right. Andrew rolling left. Pass away. It is caught. Touchdown. Near corner of the end zone, Connor DePue. Nice pass, nice catch. Vandals with a touchdown, 10 yards out. Andrew Casey to Connor DePue, and the Vandals back on the board. Casey to DePue, 10 yards out. This comes with 28.8 seconds remaining until halftime. And now we'll see if the Vandals, what they're going to do, if they're going to try to kick it or they will go for two, and there's a timeout on the field, so the Vandals will talk it over. So timeout on the field. We'll go ahead and take a break as well here on WKRV.
DC Concrete and Construction is a call to make for your next job. Owner Dustin Chandler has 20 years' experience in the industry. Dustin and his crew handle residential and commercial work, foundations, flat work, and stamp concrete. DC Concrete and Construction is professional, dependable, and they guarantee the highest quality work. Call DC Concrete and Construction at 618-267-2571. At 618-267-2571. Visit their website, dcconcreteandconstruction.com, or find them on Facebook. That's DC Concrete and Construction.
The Vandals with a touchdown to make it 18-7. And now we'll see if they're going to miss their first two extra points tonight, so we'll see if they'll go for two potentially or not. And from who is going out there, it looks like the Vandals are going to be going for two. So the Vandals will be going for two, leading 18-7, 28.8 seconds before halftime. Andrew Casey, three receivers line up right, one left. Andrew from the pistol takes a snap. Rolls right, pass away, caught. That is Connor DePue. Two-point conversion is good for our corner. And the Vandals now lead it 20-7. So the Vandals, now lead it 20-7. Take a break on WKRV.
Hey, Bob, how about another burger?
Coming up.
Who knew Bob was such a grill master?
Yeah, and his team organized all the games for the kids.
Hey, guys, I think we can get you a better auto loan rate.
Wow.
It's what we do.
This is Melissa at the First National Bank of Brownstown. We're your neighbors and a part of the community. We offer you mobile banking, online bill pay, and a convenient ATM. First National Bank of Brownstown, equal housing lender and member FDIC. We support small town businesses because we are one.
Touchdowns brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They have been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's is at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. Touchdown for the Vandals. They get set to kick it away. And they lead now 20-7 with 28.8 seconds remaining in the second quarter. The Vandals get the two-point conversion to get it to 20-7. The kick is up. And Hillsboro has a little trouble with it. It is. I believe Hillsboro came up with it. They had trouble. We had a big hit at about the 25. The Hillsboro will have the ball there. Touchdown's also brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 920 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. 24.8 seconds remaining until halftime. And Hillsboro with the football at their own 26. Hillsboro with the ball at their own 26, 24.8 seconds remaining, and they are just going to take a knee and run it out and head to the locker room. So the Vandals trailed early. Hillsboro had that long, better than 10-minute drive to start the game off. But since then, Vandals have been able to get on the board three times, and they will lead it here at halftime 20-7. So the Vandals lead it 20-7 here at halftime. Take a break and come back with more here on WKRV.